Jack and his mother were very poor indeed. And at last the day came when they had to sell the one cow they had left in order to buy bread. So Jack was sent to market to sell the cow and try to get a good price for it. Jack was often lazy and thoughtless and didn't like the long walk driving the cow to market. On the way, he met a butcher who looked at the cow and offered Jack a handful of strange-looking beans, purple, black, and red, in exchange for the cow. He said that the beans were worth a fortune. When Jack arrived home with a handful of beans and no money or food, his mother was very angry and threw the beans out into the garden. Both Jack and his mother had to go hungry and sad to bed. Next morning, when Jack awoke and went outside, he was amazed to find that the beans had taken root and the thick stalks had twisted together around each other so that they made a kind of ladder. Jack looked up and up and up, but the top of the plant was hidden high behind the clouds.
I wonder where it ends. I'll climb up and see.
So Jack climbed up and up and up and up until, right above the clouds, he came to the doorway of a great castle, and there stood a tall, tall giantess.
What do you want, and where do you come from? Don't you know my husband is a giant, and he eats little boys?
Oh, please, I'm so hungry. Could I have something to eat?
Are you that lazy son of the widow in the cottage way down below? I suppose you came here to steal back the harp that talks and the hen that lays the golden eggs.
The harp that talks?
Yes, my husband took them from your father years and years ago, just before he died. He took some money, too. He won't let you have them back, you know. Remember, he's a giant, and you're only a boy. But you're strong, and I need someone to work for me. Come in, I'll give you breakfast.
Yes, I'm very, very hungry.
But when my husband, the giant, comes in, you must hide quickly. Get into the great oven. Quickly! Here he comes! Into the oven! He'll never look there!
The ground began to shake, and in came the biggest giant you could ever see.
Wife, I smell meat! Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman! Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
Nonsense, husband. You can smell the sheep I killed to make this meat pie for your breakfast. Now eat it up, it's good. I put a sack full of onions in it as well as the sheep.
When he had eaten, the giant brought out his money bags and counted his gold before he fell asleep and snored. Jack crept out of the oven, seized the two bags of money, and ran to the top of the beanstalk. He climbed down as fast as he could to his own garden. His mother was overjoyed to see him and delighted to get the money back. Not long afterwards, Jack decided to climb the beanstalk again and see if he could find the hen that laid the golden eggs, which the giant had stolen from his father. But in case the giantess knew him, Jack dyed his hair brown and stained his face brown. But the giantess still remembered the other boy who had come to the castle and did not want to have anything to do with this boy. Just then, the house began to shake.
My husband is coming. He'll eat you. You'd better hide in the cupboard. You can help me with the sweeping later on.
Wife, I smell fresh meat. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
There's nobody here. Eat your supper.
After supper, the giant called for his wife to bring his magic hen, a beautiful hen with crimson and gold feathers.
Lay me a golden egg. That's fine. Now I shall sleep.
As soon as the giant was asleep, Jack picked up his father's magic hen and climbed quickly down the beanstalk and home to his delighted mother. Now they could have a golden egg every day and never be hungry again.
Mother, I must climb that beanstalk once more and get my father's harp that talks.
Take care, Jack, my son. That giant is dangerous. Come, we will dye your hair red this time, so they will not recognize you.
Jack knew his way about now, and crept into the castle and hid in a big washing copper under a sheet.
Wife, I smell fresh meat.
Oh, no. I would never let anyone else in here, ever again.
Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
But this time, the giant went searching in every room and cupboard in the castle. He even glanced into the washing copper, but saw only the sheep there. Then, tired out, he ate a huge supper and called for his talking harp to play beautiful music for him. Then he fell fast asleep. Jack crept out, seized the harp, and ran to the door. But the talking harp called out,
Master! Master!
Gradually, the snoring giant wakened up, looked around, opened the door just in time to see Jack climbing down the beanstalk, and followed as fast as he was able to. But Jack reached the ground first. He ran to the shed for a big axe and chopped that beanstalk right through. Down fell that giant from high up on the beanstalk and made a deep, deep hole in the ground. And that was the end of the wicked giant. Jack and his mother lived happily together and were never hungry again.